Today, the 2011 season begins in Grand Island as defending state champion Central Catholic welcomes in Lincoln Christian and state-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia for the season-opening triangular. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Jackson this time sets middle for Nikolai, and her attack is down and good. The freshman gets her first varsity kill, and it will end game one for St. Cecilia.
Central Catholic lost five starters from last year's state title team, yet are highly ranked to start the season. St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian will try to take advantage of a much younger Crusader team. Tonight, it's the Central Catholic Try, coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Grand Island Central Catholic with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening one final time from Grand Island Central Catholic High School. It's the opening night of the high school volleyball season from Volleyball Town in Nebraska. And now it's Grand Island Central Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia to wrap up the Crusader Triangular. Both teams beating Lincoln Christian earlier tonight in different fashions. Grand Island Central Catholic did it in straight sets. St. Cecilia had to rally to win in three after dropping the opening set. Grand Island Central Catholic, the defending C1 state champions, but only one returning starter for a team that's ranked anywhere from first to third. Hastings St. Cecilia drops down to C2, and they have just a couple of kids as returning starters, but they're ranked fifth and sixth in the two major newspapers. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's let you know that they're just underway in the second half. College football tonight, UNK 27. Wayne State 17, but UNK had over 400 yards of offense in the first half. But a kickoff return for a touchdown for Wayne State and a UNK fumble through the end zone kind of accounts for a 14-point swing there. The Lopers just underway in the third quarter, up 27-17. And currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 in the second quarter, Wisconsin leads UNLV 27-0. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by our friends at 5 Points Bank. 5 Points Bank, a longtime sponsor of high school sports on Classic Hits. They're the better bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions. It's products and services that complement the way you live. First off, for Hastings St. Cecilia, number 2 was a 5'7 freshman, Claire Hamburger. Number 9, 5'7 junior, Courtney McCauley. Number 16 is a 5'9 senior, Caitlin Ernst. Number 5, a 5'5 senior, Molly Schutte. Number 7, a 5'8 senior, Brianna Poppy. And number 17, a 5'9 sophomore, Morgan Nicola. The libero is number 20, a 5'5 senior, Libby Kissinger. The head coach is Alan Bancura, assisted by Rob Cobra and Hillary Emery. They are 1-0 after that win against Lincoln Christian, ranked 5th and 6th in Class C2. For Grand Island Central Catholic, number 13 is a 5'8 junior, Lucky Granum. Number 6 is a 5'6 sophomore, Aaron Sorham. Number 12 is a 5'8 junior, Kelsey Shield. Number 3, 6'1 senior, Katie Brand. Number 5, a 5'7 sophomore, Sam Moravec. And number 11, a 5'9 junior, Haley Benton. The libero is 5'6 senior, Aisha Lee. The head coach of the Crusaders is Sharon Zavala, assisted by Brittany Ashy, Maria DeMuse, and Annie Seitz. 1-0 on the season, ranked number 1 and number 3 in Class C1. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank. St. Cecilia will play at Adams Central next Tuesday. Grand Island Central Catholic heads to the Minden Invite on Saturday. And that is the New Tech Seed pregame show. See Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the opening serve of our final match between a pair of state-rated teams on opening night right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
Along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you here. Glad to have you along on opening night, and as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you these high school sports broadcasts, not only here on Classic Hits 98.9, but the World Wide Web for all to hear. Friends, family, alumni, kkpr.com. Or you can check out all the high school scene, including pictures from tonight's matches at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Grand Island Central Catholic gets to serve it away to start things off, but across we go. And the serve is going to be across St. Cecilia on the attack, blocked by Brand. St. Cecilia picks it back up, punches it across to Cranup, and to the outside, Sorhan, big swing, dug out in the back row by Morgan Nicola. Saved and back to Morgan. Her back row attack will find the net, and Grand Island Central Catholic will score our first point, 1-0. Another score from earlier tonight. Minden was a winner over Lexington, 25-8, 15, and 9. And the serve across by Lucky Cranup. Handled again to the outside. They go with a short kill, and it's going to be wide and out of bounds from Caitlin Hurst. That'll make it 2-0. Also tonight, we'll try and pass along the final from the Kearney Catholic Luke City match. A Kearney Catholic win would give Coach Chris Connor her 400th of her career. We'll talk to her on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy show. This time, Ernst is deep on the attack. It's Central Catholic off to a 3-0 lead, and this seems to happen every time that Central Catholic jumps out quickly on St. Cecilia. And by the time they settle down, they've got a hole to dig themselves out of. And Granup fires it across. This time a quick pass back over. Lee has it to the outside. Sorhan, termination. It's 4-0. That's the first kill for Central Catholic here in the opening game. And that'll make it 4-0. And Granup continues to hold on to the opening serve of the match. This one's a knuckleball that just got down the near side. Handled to the outside. Ernst, and she'll put it into the net. They've got that double block set up so well right now that Ernst can't find a way to get around it. And let's see if Claire Hamburger can start moving the ball around a little bit. They didn't pass the ball very well against Lincoln Christian, and they're going to have to pass it better here. There, Hamburger goes to the back row to Nicola. She'll go into the far corner to Lee with the dig. Brand with the set. Sorhan with the termination. And on all cylinders early for Grand Island Central Catholic, 6-0. Second kill for Sorhan. And nothing fancy here from Granup. Takes one half step and fires this one, but it's going to be deep and wide and out of bounds. And St. Cecilia will get on the board via the service error. And here comes Olivia Thomas in. Coach Van Kira played a lot of girls in that first match. We expect to see that here. She'll come in and Schutte will check out, and the serve across by Claire Hamburger. Central Catholic overpassed. Free ball is going to be blocked by Brand. It was overpassed, and right there with the quick swing was Caitlin Ernst, but Brand was waiting for and got the ace block. Sorhan now to serve for Central Catholic. Again, Brand, the only returning starter. Sorhan played some libero and did serve a lot last year, but here her jump serve goes into the net. And St. Cecilia will bring in Brianna Poppy. And back to serve it is going to be Courtney McCauley. She had four aces in the first match tonight. And here's a strong serve at Katie Brand. Keeps it in the back row. Punched across by Moravec. Handled by Hamburger on the set. Right side attack taken over by Thomas. And it found the line for the kill. The first of the match for St. Cecilia on the 6 foot junior Olivia Thomas. St. Cecilia will get to serve it away again here with Courtney McCauley. And McCauley, line drive serve, takes it right at Moravec. Brand gets it back to her, and Sam drives it down. Nice, quick return by Sam Moravec, and it's 8-3, Grand Island Central Catholic. Don't forget, tomorrow, high school football, Hastings St. Cecilia at Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM. And here on Classic Hits, Overton at Shelton. In action, we got a base block. Haley Benton comes up with the block this time for the Crusaders. Serving it is Kelsey Shield. By the way, Grand Island Central Catholic plays St. Paul to open their football season tomorrow night. Volleyball Tuesday from Kearney Catholic. The Stars will host state-rated Minden and Gibbon starting at 5. Serve across St. Cecilia off the back foot, but finding the floor is Brianna Poppy, and she'll get the point for St. Cecilia. 9-4, and back to serve it away will be Caitlin Ernst. She led them in all categories, basically. 12 kills, 4 ace blocks. She had 8 service points, although Hamburger had 18 after going on a 10-point run in the second set. So Ernst really got it going after the first set against Christian. Now Brand on the attack. Not a lot on it. It's going to be picked up there by Kissinger. Set middle. Tip across by Nicola. Handled. And Central Catholic will tip it over with Brand. Good get that time by Kissinger. And St. Cecilia almost watched it fall to the floor. Thomas charged after it and got it across. Right side attack by the Crusaders. Off the back row and good. Lucky Granum. Her first kill. 10-4 Grand Island Central Catholic. Into the ball game. Jordan Nicola now to play back row for Coach Van Kira. Two of the winningest coaches in the history of Nebraska State Volleyball battling again tonight as they have so many times. Alan Van Kira and Sharon Zavala. Here's going to be a drive through the double block for St. Cecilia's Morgan Nicola, and she'll get it down. So after falling behind 6-0, things have evened out here, and that's what St. Cecilia needs. Shooty checks in. Erica Kitten checks in. And Shooty will serve. 10-5, game one. You're on KKPR-FM, Kearney. Grand Island Hastings. Brand sets. Middle tip across by Haley Benton. Dig is made. Set to the outside and a double hit called on the set. And Grand Island Central Catholic will pick up the point. St. Cecilia was probably called 8 or 9 times for a double hit on a set attempt against Lincoln Christian. And that's the first one of this match. And Moravec will go back to serve it away now. And Samantha Moravec, line drive down the middle, picked up by Poppy to the outside. The attack by Kitten is good for the kill. Erica Kitten will get the fourth kill for St. Cecilia. And right back over to the Hawkettes. This time it'll be Poppy to serve it away. And Poppy floats it right down the middle to Lee. Pass close to the net. Brand makes a good set. Sorahan off the block, drives it across. Dig is made there by Jordan Nicola and driven home by Kitten. So a good return that time by St. Cecilia, and they'll win the point. Cut it to 4. And Poppy with just the second point on serve here in the match. First set 11-7. Serve across Brand, short set. Benton on the attack. Ace block. St. Cecilia's Morgan Nicola. It's 11-8. St. Cecilia with 3 in a row. Poppy going to try and keep things going here for the Hawkettes. Simple serve to Lee. Brand, short set, outside Sorehand, but got underneath and sent it long. An error by Grand Island Central Catholic, and it's 11-9. So after being down 6-0, they've cut it to 2, and a short serve hit the net and didn't get over. There was definitely an opening there, front left, but it didn't quite call over the tape, and that'll be the first service error by St. Cecilia. 12-9, and Aisha Lee to serve for Grand Island Central Catholic. Backpedaling to get the serve is McCauley. Set right side, big swing is driven across by Nicola, dug out by Brand. Sorehand hits the tape, it falls over, but it was out of bounds. And then they're going to say it was touched. It was touched. So Sorehand is going to get it. I was interested to see if they were going to say that it was tipped by St. Cecilia or if it was off the net. They say it was tipped, so it's 13-9. Lee with the serve. Here's the play up by Shooty and has to be passed across by Kitten. Free ball, Brand, short set, middle. Attack is blocked up there by Nicholas. Central Catholic with the dig. Sorehand tips over the double block. Shooty with the dig, set outside and driven across by McCauley. Good pick up in the back row by Moravec. Good rally going here. The Crusaders have it on their side. Brand dumps it over and the setter will get the kill. So Brand with her first kill. Lambert went to her on swings very much, and it looks like a timeout will be called by Alan Van Kira. St. Cecilia got 4 in a row. Now Central Catholic's got 3 in a row, and they still have to serve. Opening game of our final match, Grand Island Central Catholic 14, Hastings St. Cecilia 9. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
UNK has scored again, mid-third, UNK 34, Wayne State 17. Server crossed, and St. Cecilia's blocked, and then as they dig the block out, they hit the net, and in the net on St. Cecilia. So Grand Island Central Catholic scores again out of the timeout, 15-9 for the Crusaders. So the teams have exchanged four-point runs. This serve cut across. Kissinger runs it down to the right line. Get it out to Nicola. Nicola goes cross court and is out of bounds. 16-9. So a couple of errors now creeping in there for St. Cecilia. Lee. Right down the line, might have been out of bounds. It's played, though. St. Cecilia has it in the middle, dumped across by Kitten, and Brand tried to save it, but it goes into the net, and Kitten will get her third kill here in the opening game and finally get the ball back over in the service area of St. Cecilia, and Caitlin Ernst gets to rotate back in. Not quite as strong with her on the bench. They need her in that front row. Here's the up for Sorhan, and we have got out of bounds. It was a good drive down the left line, but she was behind the antenna. So a point for the Hawkettes, and another serve here for Morgan Nicola. Strong, too strong, out of bounds. Didn't get enough topspin on that one. Service Heron gives it back to the Crusaders. 17-11 here in the opening game. And Lucky Grad up to serve it as we begin our second time through the service rotation. And Lucky line drive down the middle, picked up by Libby Kissinger, set right side. Kitten finds the middle and puts it down. Her fourth kill, 17-12. And back into the ball game to serve, Claire Hamburger, and into the front row, Olivia Thomas. Five in that back row on serve receive for Grand Island Central Catholic. And the serve goes into the net, so it doesn't matter. Another service error now, three in the last 6 points here have been on service errors. And Aaron Sorhan will go back to serve it, leading at 18-12, game one. Sorhan serve. Down the line, Kissinger returns into the net. Nobody gets it out of the net. It's an ace serve for Aaron Sorhan. That is the first ace for Grand Island Central Catholic, who had 13 of them earlier. St. Cecilia had 13. They had 9 against Lincoln Christian. Sorhan, a little more mustard on that one. Good topspin, dug out in the back row by McCauley and passed across. Katie Brand, short set. She'll dump it across. Kissinger was ready for it. St. Cecilia goes right side. Thomas drives it over. Picked up, Brand set. Middle attack taken over by Shield for the kill. First kill for Kelsey Shield, 20-12. And timeout, Hastings, St. Cecilia. And we'll be back with more high school volleyball right after this.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11, weekends at 8 for breakfast.
And we're back here at Grand Island Central Catholic. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors and to Athletic Director Howard Schulin for allowing us to be here tonight. After the St. Cecilia timeout, Aaron Sorhan goes for her third in a row. Tipped across there by Ernst. St. Cecilia on defense. Morovic hit the net and it rolled over. One of those that hits the tape and kicks away from the double block. And a little bit of a break that time. Central Catholic doesn't need one. They're up 9, 21-12. Sorhan, jump serve. This one not as much on it. Picked up there by McCauley. Into the middle to Ernst, but she's wide on the quick attack. And after cutting it down to 4 points, it's now back up to 10, 22-12. And Sorhan has four in a row. We're in the first game, best of three match tonight. Sorhan And she mishit it. Tried to put a little too much on it. Service error. That'll be the third service error for Central Catholic in game one. And to serve it away now is Courtney McCauley. And McCauley, who had some aces earlier, is just off the back line and sends it back over on a service error. It'll be Kelsey Scheel now serving for GICC. 2 points away from the opening game. Scheel punches it across, played on the far sideline, that time by Poppy, set back to Brianna, drives it on the far wing, dug out there by Scheel and punched over by Moravec. Here's St. Cecilia with Hamburger to the middle, over Ernst, overpass right back to Ernst, set to the outside, Poppy off the tip, digging the back row made by Scheel, set outside for Moravec, she goes far corner, got the kill. Moravec will get the kill, and it is game point now for Grand Island Central Catholic. And to serve it away for GICC will be Scheel to try and finish off game one here against St. Cecilia. And the serve by Scheel right down the middle to Morgan Nicola. Overpass. Morvick goes up to put the free ball away, but followed through into the net. And St. Cecilia will keep it. 24-14, though, so back to serve it away will be Caitlin Ernst. She'll be back there until this game comes to an end. Game point number two for Grand Island Central Catholic. Ernst goes wide. It's picked up there by Soran to the middle. Brand, she'll go with a quick middle kill. Just her second of the game, but it's good enough for Central Catholic to take the opening set 25-14 over Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll come back and look at the first set numbers in 1 minute on Classic Hits. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Now let's take a look at the numbers from the opening set here. First of all, for Hastings St. Cecilia, Brianna Poppy, 3 service points, 1 kill. Erica Kitten, 4 kills. Courtney McCauley, 1 service point. Morgan Nicola, a service point, an ace block, and a kill. And Olivia Thomas, 1 kill. 7 kills, an ace block, no ace serves for St. Cecilia. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Katie Brand did a little bit more setting in the opening game. 1 ace block, 2 kills. Samantha Moravec, 3 kills. Aaron Sorhan, 4 service points. 1 was an ace, 3 kills. Haley Benton, an ace block. Kelsey Scheel, 2 service points and a kill. Lucky Gradup, 6 service points to put him out to a 6-0 lead, 1 kill. And Aisha Lee, 4 service points. 10 kills, 2 ace blocks, 1 ace serve as Grand Island Central Catholic takes game one from St. Cecilia, 25-14. We'll be back with game two action right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
And we are ready to get game two underway here. UNK has scored again to take a 41-17 win over Wayne State. Looks like they'll break that 8-year cycle of losing on opening night. And it's either been to UNO or Wayne State lately. And Wayne State's got them 3 times in a row. So 16th-ranked UNK now well on their way. They're running all over Wayne State. They already have over 500 yards of offense now. That might have got them to 600 with that touchdown run. And they're in the third quarter. Here we're underway in game two. And St. Cecilia is going to get the first point on a middle attack by Caitlin Ernst. That's her first kill after getting 12 the previous match. against Lincoln Christian. And Claire Hamburger is serving it away. Let's see if she can get a run in this second set like she did in the last match. Katie Brand, though, says, I don't think so. If you want to go to Katie Brand, and that's going to be one of the things that Jaren Zavala has to decide this year, they've actually got her listed as a setter on the program, which you know she's the best attacker off the team. And trying to bring along these young ladies, five new starters, four if you want to say Soran as libero last year. And Soran will serve. 1-1, game two. Ernst, middle, off the net, goes to the line right side and just missed. Point for GICC. It's 2-1. Earlier tonight, both teams defeated Lincoln Christian, Grand Island Central Catholic, 25-11, 25-7. St. Cecilia did it, 27-29, 25-16, 25-17. And Soran with a tough serve, going to just be tipped over by Ernst. And going to the outside, the attack is going to be blocked out of bounds. And the point is going to go to Moravec, and that'll be her fourth. And another point for GICC, 3-1, after winning the opening set, 25-14. Soran, more of a jump serve right on the line, right side, picked up by McCauley, middle attack by Ernst. Dug out by Soran, Brand runs it down, goes outside, into the hands for a kill. It's going to be Moravec with her fifth kill, leading the team here early in the match, 4-1. And still serving back there is Aaron Soran. They got a good rotation going right now for Coach Zavala's Crusaders. And this one, everyone seems to get a little stronger in her runs. Picked up by Kissinger to the outside, and it's going to be Thomas, but it's a little wide, and she ends up hitting it into the antenna. 5-1, this is what happened in game one. It has happened so many times when St. Cecilia plays Grand Island Central Catholic. They just can't get out of the gate. They fell behind 6-0 in game one. They're down 5-1 here. Thomas finally drives it down. This time it finds the line, and Olivia will get her second kill of the match. And into the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Haley Shore to serve. And Grand Island Central Catholic will drop back four on server C. And it's across to Brand in the back row. She'll come up and attack from the middle, drive it over the right side, and get the kill. Katie Brand with her fourth kill. And it's 6-2, Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead. Wayne State has put on a field goal. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. UNK 41, Wayne State 20. Serve across to St. Cecilia. Set it to the right side. Back over to Ernst. Standing spike picked up. Now Benton brings it over for Central Catholic. And St. Cecilia cannot return it. Haley Benton with her first kill of this match. And it is 7-2. On the serve is Kelsey Scheel. Don't forget at the end of this match and all of our competition on Classic Hits, the Misco Sports postgame show, all the final stats, coach interviews, stay with us. Line drive serve, clip the net, goes over, picked up there by Poppy, set back across, Brand goes back, row to Soran, and her attack is down and good. Fourth kill for Aaron Soran, 8-2, GICC, and they're starting to click. Both teams started slow in their matches tonight against Lincoln Christian. But now we see some improvement, and GICC a little bit more of it right now, leading at 8-2. Serve right on the line again to Poppy. Go to the right side. Ernst with a good swing. Dug out by Moravec. It's tipped over, and it found the floor. St. Cecilia thought they dug it, and Katie Brand going to get credit for her fifth kill. And a timeout going to be taken by Hastings St. Cecilia. Grand Island Central Catholic won the opening game 25-14, and they've jumped out 9-2 here in Game 2 on Classic Hits. We'll be right back.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
It's the opening night of volleyball in the state of Nebraska. Doug Gooda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, kkpr.com. As the serve is across to St. Cecilia out of the timeout, they finally get one down with Caitlin Ernst. Her second, Central Catholic 9, St. Cecilia 3, and Ernst goes back to serve it away. And the serve flies across. Middle attack, Brand. This time she's blocked. Nicola is up there. Morgan Nicola with her second ace block. Makes it 9-4. And Ernst to serve it. St. Cecilia needs to find a way to run some serves off in a row. Get back in this one. Because it's tough to do it one and two at a time. It clips the net. Brand picks it up. Back to her. She just has to roll it across. Picked up by Thomas. It's set off the top of the net and goes out of bounds. So the passing error will give Central Catholic the point. Thomas was in a spot where she normally wouldn't be and had to do what she could. Jordan Nicola to serve it across. Here comes St. Cecilia to the outside. Driven over by Morgan Nicola all the way to the back wall. It's run down and passed over. Central Catholic keeps it alive. Chance, though, for St. Cecilia on an open court. Brand makes the dig. Outside, Moravec, termination. Great hustle results in turning the point around and putting it up for the Crusaders, 11-4. And Brand now serving it away. Katie across to Nicola now on the attack. Drives it back middle. Soran has it. Has to be passed across there by Scheel. St. Cecilia will bring it to the outside. Swing by Poppy. Dug out back row by Scheel. Right side attack. Taken across and good by Lucky Grana. They don't look to her too often, but she does get her second kill. And it's 12-4. Central Catholic in command right here after winning the opening game. Pass. Our serve is overpassed right back to Central Catholic. Can't get a quick swing, so they set it up in Moravec. Kind of an uneventful put away, but it is her seventh kill, and it is 13-4. So in a battle of teams with a lot of new starters, Central Catholic, as they so many times do, has the commanding lead, and they have the ball to the outside. Moravec blocked up front, digs her own block. Quick swing is put away deep, though, by Nicola. St. Cecilia has given themselves some opportunities but haven't been able to keep it inside the lines. And it's now 14-4. And Katie Brand not messing around. Quick serve across. Now here comes Nicola. Good dig in the back row. Overpass. Nicola's there to tip it down. Just the second kill for Morgan. But it does get the ball back over to the Hawkettes. And back into the ball game will be Erica Kitten. And to serve it away is going to be Molly Schutte. And congratulations to Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor. The Stars defeat Loup City 25-10, 6-12. Career win number 400 for Coach Connor tonight. Central Catholic drives it across the left side there with Gratup. Pick back up St. Cecilia. Poppy's going to go left side and get the kill. Goes right to the front middle, landed on that 10-foot line. And a point on serve that time for St. Cecilia. And Shuddy to serve it away again. Molly fires it across. Picked up, quick set middle, Benton off the block, picked up there by Nicola, back to Morgan, she'll roll it across softly, Aishali is there, set middle and tipped over by Benton, and this time it's down. Haley Benton with her second kill of this game, and that makes it 15-6. Opening game went to Central Catholic 25-14. After it was 11-9, they really turned it on. Back to serve it, Samantha Moravec for the Crusaders, who will get another test over at the Minden Invite. You'd have to figure they'll play Minden in the finals. And here's an ace block for Benton. Bailey Benton with her second ace block. Kitten on the attack. Gratup was there for the assist. 16-6. And Moravec with her first point on serve of the match. Let's see if St. Cecilia can get things turned around here and make this competitive once again. End up just passing across out of the back row with Jordan Nicola. Set outside. Here's Soran off the single block of Kitten. Handled by St. Cecilia. Nicola tips it over, but on the process, a double hit called on the set. And that's been the process. I have never seen this many double hits. So either they're calling it tighter on a rule or St. Cecilia's really having problems. And Moravec fires it across. Standing spike going to be driven into the back middle. It stays in from Erica Kitten. Now here comes Central Catholic, and they slide it to the right side, and there's Lucky Gratup. She's got a couple of kills in this game on the same play, 18-6. And now it looks like it's just a matter of time as Granada and Central Catholic putting this one away. As we said, St. Cecilia next plays at Adams Central, and then a week from Saturday over to the always-tough Kearney Catholic Tournament. And a service error here for the Crusaders. We'll get the ball back over to the Hawkettes. And checking in, Courtney McCauley. She'll be in the front row, and Brianna Poppy. And Brianna will serve. Well, we might see a change. Looks like Laura Cook will check in and see her first action of the night, and she'll come in and serve. So when you're down 18-7, you just as well see what everybody else can do, and Cook will serve it. Across to Lee. Central Catholic has Brand. Back set, right side, Gratup off the block, down and good. And right now, St. Cecilia's not really paying attention to Gratup, and she's getting open swings. 19-7 is the score. And Lee to serve. 6 points away from another 2-0 start to the season. Looking for their 36th straight win. And I think, as we remember right, only one loss the last 2 years. Middle attack is going to be blocked up front that time by Morgan Nicola off the attack from Shield. Haven't seen a whole lot of one-on-ones in the middle until right there. And a point for the Hawkettes. And back to serve Morgan Nicola as Ernst rotates back into the front row. And the serve floats across to Soran. Brand, quick set middle, and it's Shield driving it off the block. The dig is made there by Molly Schutte. Serve right back, or return right back into the back row. Problems for the Crusaders. Brand runs it down. It's tipped across. Chance on a free ball here for St. Cecilia. They go far corner, and it is called out by McCauley, and it couldn't have been by much. It looked like it was wide, but not by much. 20-8. Again, don't forget, tomorrow football here on Classic Hits. Overton at Shelton, while Hastings St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic play on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Gratup with the serve. Swing by Kitten, gets it back over for St. Cecilia. Back row attack by Gratup is going to get the kill. So Gratup gets a point on serve and her fifth kill, four of them in this game, and it's 21-8. And lucky Gratup to serve it away again. And first we're going to have Taylor Beike check into the ball game. Beike, a 5'9 senior. There's a ton of seniors on this team, but not many of them saw much playing time last year because they had a ton of seniors last year. Brand, set, middle, has to be tipped across there by Shield. Opportunity here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Beike takes it across, picked up by Lee. Short set, Brand gets it over to Shield. On the quick attack, it's dug out by Nicola and punched back over by Ernst. Great dig in the back row by Morovic. Has to be passed back across. St. Cecilia on one of the longer rallies of the night goes right side, and Kitten terminates. Erica Kitten with her team-high fifth kill, but first of this game, and St. Cecilia will get the ball back. Checking in to serve, Claire Hamburger, and Olivia Thomas rotates back into the front row. Hamburger, who had 18 service points against Lincoln Christian, just one so far in this match. And Brand has to pass it back across. Another chance here. Hamburger sets middle, the toss into the middle, and the kill is going to be registered by Caitlin Ernst. Her third kill, and St. Cecilia gets into double digits, 21-10. UNK football team up at Wayne State leading 41-20 as they start the fourth quarter. Serve is across. Set middle. Brand's going to take a swing. Drives it through the double block barely. Ernst and Beike were there, but it was just enough to get through for Katie Brand. And Sorhan will go to serve. 3 points away from the match. Sorhan's jump serve is into the net. Right back over to Hastings St. Cecilia. And here comes Haley Shore back into the ball game. Wisconsin and UNLV currently playing on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. And at the half, it's all Wisconsin 37-3. 2 minutes to go, first half. 20th-ranked Mississippi State leads Memphis 24-7. And as St. Cecilia gets ready to serve, all kinds of noise from the Central Catholic student section. And they're going to call St. Cecilia, the offensive team, out of rotation. Let's see what happened here. Captain Brianna Poppy is over there talking to the up official, who will relay it over to the coach. Looks like maybe they had a missed substitution in, because now they are subbing in. And we'll see what happened. Might have been the libero not checking in the right spot. Something a little unusual. It is going to be a point, though, for Grand Island Central Catholic. And it's 23-11. And back to serve it away is going to be Kelsey Shield. 23-11, Grand Island Central Catholic, after winning the opening set 25-14, but another service there. So St. Cecilia lives with Caitlin Ernst to fire it across here. The Nabisco Sports postgame show coming up on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Serve right down the middle to Brand. Set to the outside. Morvick, it was too wide, and she hit it into the antenna. Point for St. Cecilia. Ernst to serve again. And Caitlin's serve just got across. Picked up there by Morvick to Brand in the middle. And Brand gets her seventh kill. And they're ready to get out of here if you start feeding Katie Brand. And that makes it 24-13 match point as Jordan Nicolay enters back row here for St. Cecilia. And to serve it away will be Brand. And it just gets across, picked up there by Nicola, then pushed across by Morgan. Set middle. Here is the attack from the middle by Benton. St. Cecilia handles it to the outside. Poppy drives it across off the net. Great dig by Brandon. Set back over. Here's the set by Hamburger to the middle. It's blocked by Carney or by a Grand Island Central Catholic, but a great dig. So Central Catholic's got to go again, and it's just off the back line from Grana. So the point goes over to St. Cecilia, but it's still match point. And St. Cecilia will serve until this one's over. And back to serve it away will be Molly Schutte. 24-14. If Central Catholic wins this point, it'll be identical points in both games. Let's see if Schutte can change that. Back middle to Sorhan. Brand sets. Right side attack. Morovic gets down. It is out, though. And a point for Hastings St. Cecilia. And another serve coming up here. Schutte going to try and extend the match again. And out of rotation on Grand Island Central Catholic. So a 3 point there for Molly Schutte. It actually goes as an ace, and that would be their only ace serve of the night. Still match point, 24-16. This service handled Sorhan. Brand with the up. Outside attack is driven across that time by Gradup. Overpass. Couple of tips back to St. Cecilia. Poppy will flop it over. Brand sets outside. Here's Morovic. She's blocked. She'll dig the block. Brand's going to set it right side. Gradup. She'll bring it across. Overpass. Free ball for Central Catholic, and Benton can't quite put it away. St. Cecilia will roll it over with Poppy. Still match point. Brand dumps it over from the center position. St. Cecilia saves with Kissinger and sets it back over with Jordan Nicola. Brand sets one more time. Close to the net. Has to be tipped over. Saved by St. Cecilia. Might be the longest rally of the match, and it's on match point. Here's the set. St. Cecilia in the middle. Nicola, termination for Morgan. So St. Cecilia has scored four in a row here to make it a little more respectable, 24-17. And Schutte again. We'll try and keep it going after the longest rally of the match. Schutte serve. Deep middle eight. Sorhan couldn't handle it. 24-18, and timeout's going to be called here by Coach Sharon Zavala to just refocus her team, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
And it is match point again here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Grand Island Central Catholic is stuffed up front, though, by Morgan Nicola. And another point on the board here for the Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes, but it's too little too late. They are down 24-19. It was 24-13 after the block by Nicola. Serve across, middle attack. Benton gets it over. St. Cecilia trying to just pass it over. They do with Kissinger. Here's the set by Brand, and Benton will finally finish it for Grand Island Central Catholic. The final score, 25-19. After St. Cecilia had scored six in a row on match point, and Grand Island Central Catholic once again takes both matches in their season opening triangular, 25-14, 25-19 over Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll take a break and be back with the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show, all the final stats, and we'll get a chance to chat with Coach Sharon Zavala and more after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11, weekends at 8 for breakfast.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and see them before the games begin, because they'll get you ready to go, whether you're in volleyball or football season. It's early on. Maybe the equipment's not holding up like you thought. Maybe you need a different pair of shoes or practice gear or practice, whatever the story may be. They're there for you. And whether you need some Huskers, maybe you're heading down to the Husker game Saturday, T-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, all there for you. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. The numbers from this second set, first of all, for Hastings St. Cecilia, it was Claire Hamburger with a service point, Molly Schutte with six service points, two of them aces. Brianna Poppy had one kill. Erica Kitten had one kill. Caitlin Ernst, two service points, three kills. Morgan Nicola, three ace blocks, two kills. And Olivia Thomas had one kill. Eight kills, three ace blocks, and two ace serves for Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll look at Grand Island Central Catholic's numbers right after this.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, let's look at the numbers of the second set for Grand Island Central Catholic. I had Katie Brand with four service points. She had five kills in that game. Samantha Morbeck, three service points and four kills. Erin Sorhan had four service points, one kill. Haley Benton had an ace block and three kills. Kelsey Shield, three service points. Lucky Granup had a service point and four kills in that game. And in the second set, Grand Island Central Catholic, 17 kills, one ace block, no ace serves. They win the second set by a score of 25-19 to win it in straight sets tonight and go to 2-0 on the season and extend their winning streak to 37 matches after going 35-0 to win the state championship last year. We'll come back, give you the cumulative stats, and have a word with head coach Sharon Zavala right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Hey, Royals fans, this is Alex Gordon. The people of Kansas City have provided me so much support this year. And to show my appreciation, I have created the Alex Gordon 4x4 Fan Pack. Get $4 upper-level tickets for the Sunday, September 4th game versus Cleveland. The 4-for-4 sale ends this Thursday at 9 a.m., so act now to score on this one-of-a-kind value. Tickets are available at royals.com/Gordon by calling 1-800-6-ROYALS or at the K box office.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Another update from Wayne. 7:48 to go in the ball game. It is UNK 41 and Wayne State 20. UNK has put up 673 yards of offense already in this football game. And you take away an 82-yard kickoff return by Wayne State, and it's total domination for the Lopers tonight. Let's give you a look at the cumulative final stats here of our final match between St. Cecilia and Central Catholic. For Hastings St. Cecilia, Claire Hamburger had one service point. Molly Schutte led the team with six service points. Two of those were aces. Brianna Poppy had three service points, two kills. Erica Kitten led the team with five kills. Courtney McCauley had one service point. Caitlin Ernst, two service points, three kills. Morgan Nicola, one service point. She had a match-high four ace blocks and three kills. And Olivia Thomas had two kills. Hastings St. Cecilia overall in this two-set match, 15 kills, four ace blocks, all from Morgan Nicola, and two ace serves, as St. Cecilia will fall to 1-1 on the season. And up next, they're at Adams Central on Tuesday and then head to the Kearney Catholic Invitational coming up on Saturday. Their next home game, of course, at Adams Central, it's in town, but the actual home game will be against Blue Hill on the 13th. Now let's take a look at the numbers for Grand Island Central Catholic. And by the way, St. Cecilia, their win tonight, three sets over Lincoln Christian. It was 27-29, 25-16, 25-17. Caitlin Ernst had 12 kills and four ace blocks in that match. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Katie Brand tonight had four service points, an ace block, and seven kills, tied for the team high. Samantha Morvick, three service points, and also had seven kills. Erin Sorhan had a total of eight service points to lead the team. One of those was an ace. She had four kills. Haley Benton, two ace blocks to lead the team in that category, had three kills. Kelsey Scheel, five service points, one kill. Lucky Granup had a good match with seven service points and five kills. And the libero, Aisha Lee, had four service points. So don't remember the last time Grand Island Central Catholic only had one ace serve in a match, but that's what happened here. 27 kills, three ace blocks, and one ace serve. They served tough. They just weren't all aces and able to pick up the win 25-14, 25-19. We'll track down Coach Sharon Zavala and wrap things up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls' softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the breaks downtown.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Post Game Show here on Classic Hits. A couple of other scores. Grand Island Northwest has just finished sweeping Crete 25-13, 15, and 17. Chris Connor wins her 400th match tonight as Kearney Catholic sweeps Loup City 25-10, 6, and 12. And earlier tonight, Minden dismantles Lexington 25-8, 15, and 9. And here tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic picks up two wins over Lincoln Christian and Hastings St. Cecilia. Once again, starts the season 2-0, and Coach Sharon Zavala joins us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Coach, again, it seems like a broken record, but congratulations on a good start.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I was pretty pleased. There's some things that we need to do better, but overall, I was very pleased with our defense. They have really improved since last year, so.
The standing joke is, how could Grand Island Central Catholic be ranked in the top three if they just got one girl back? And the response is, these kids have been going against the best in the state for the last 3 years. So what were you expecting coming into today? You've had a chance to watch them in practice, but what were you hoping for tonight?
Well, this is kind of what I was hoping for. They stayed very steady. They had a lot of excitement on the floor. And, you know, volleyball is a game of runs. And we were able to, except for right at the end of that second set, keep them at a minimum runs. And we went out for some big ones.
Well, let's start with Katie Brand. She's your returning starter. Of course, Aaron played a little bit or played quite a bit last year, but as a libero, as a server for you. And Katie is in that setter role quite a bit as well, and we know that she's probably your best hitter. What is the decision process of what you want to do with her throughout the year?
Well, you know, we can always pull Katie off and let her pass and hit, and which we do in the front row a little bit, but we have to develop Lucky as a setter a little bit more before I would just turn Katie loose to hit. But right now, Katie does such a nice job of running the offense, and she's such a threat at the net. Even when she's setting, she dumps well, and so she's always a threat.
Probably also you want to get some of the other kids involved in attacking, too, because it would be easy to feed her all night long.
Yeah, it would be easy to feed her, but she would probably wear out. And we do have to develop our team if we want to go anywhere this year. The nice thing when she does go to set, they have to stay on her. So our outsides are a little bit young, but a lot of times they don't get a closed block because they have to defend against Katie so much.
Sam Moravec played pretty good for you tonight. Her stats were up there anyway. Maybe touch on how her game went.
Sam, this is her first year ever playing any varsity, and she's really come along really well. She plays good defense, easy to coach, and for some reason, hitters have a hard time a lot of times with blocking her, and she has a little different arm swing than maybe some of our other hitters. So she has a little different look, but she hits pretty high, so we're happy with her.
3 years ago when all this, the team that won state last year, all those girls were sophomores and Katie was a freshman, you didn't seem to have to worry much about leadership without seniors. You got two seniors, you got three juniors, and more than half the team, again, is young. How about the leadership? I assume Katie can take care of that, but overall, how's that coming?
Well, the girls look to Katie to lead, and she's a natural leader, especially in the game of volleyball. And she's very patient with them and good to them. So I credit Katie kind of being an assistant coach on the floor. And you know, sometimes I look to her for some information, and she'll tell me what she thinks, and I'll listen to her.
Well, in about 10 days, you're going to probably know a lot more about your volleyball team because you go to the Minden Invite. They're ranked in the top five. You're going to see some good competition besides them. Then it's SCOTUS, of course, here next week. And then you got some good teams coming in for your invite. So what's next? What do you tell the kids when you get back to practice?
Well, when we get back to practice, of course, there's some things that we're going to adjust and make better. But what I want to focus on with these kids is to go into a match and really not worry about losing. Just play hard. And you know, if they're the better team, they're going to win. And we just want to get better.
Well, finally, because I'm going to ask every coach that we do a game with this year early on, rankings are rankings, but still there are six teams in one district this year. You've been around forever. Sometimes you're in with SCOTUS, and sometimes it was just you two. Maybe St. Paul was in there, and there was no wild card, and it was tough to get through. But, boy, six teams in the top 10 in one district, that's kind of tough to swallow.
Well, you know, it seems like no matter what year it is, whether we're C2 or C1, we have, in our district, many times are playing in the state finals with the person in our district, and it's been that way. It would be nice if this seeding that Class A is doing, if that can trickle down into the other classes, because I think that'd be really helpful to get the best teams at state.
Well, Sharon, we'll let you go and get ready for Saturday's matchups, and we'll see you again soon. Congratulations on the start with the kids.
Thank you.
That's Sharon Zavala, and we'll wrap it up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
As always, we want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics, to Athletic Director Howard Schumann and all the folks here, as always, at Grand Island Central Catholic for their hospitality. You've been listening to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. Bisco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, open Monday through Saturday. Come check out the new inventory the new owners have brought in. Still the same great items that you've always come used to seeing, but a little bit more on the women's apparel, a great selection of shoes, whether you want Husker gear for the game this week, Loper gear to celebrate what's going to be a win tonight. They lead Wayne State 41-20 with 2 minutes to go. The Miskos is there for you. On the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center, and UNK is going to get to 700 yards of total offense tonight against Wayne State. Also, in college football tonight, if you're still looking for some on ESPN 1460 Wisconsin and 1550, Wisconsin is thumping UNLV 41-3, and 20th-ranked Mississippi State leads Memphis at the half by a score of 31-7. First match tonight, it was Grand Island Central Catholic beating Lincoln Christian 25-11 and 25-7. In the second match, St. Cecilia beat Lincoln Christian 27-29, 25-16, 25-17. And in the final match, Central Catholic beat St. Cecilia 25-14, 25-19. Tomorrow night, here on Classic Hits, high school football, Overton at Shelton, while on ESPN 1460 and 1550, state champion Hastings St. Cecilia will open at Grand Island Central Catholic. And next Tuesday, our volleyball will take us to Kearney Catholic as the Stars host state-rated Minden and Gibbon, getting underway at 5 o'clock. Enjoy the first big weekend of college and high school football, and we'll see you tomorrow from Miles Field at Kearney Catholic. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us from Grand Island Central Catholic.